when we found out that all the projections said that our economy was going to grow this year in 2023 and then grow further in 2024, we said, well, if there is growth happening in light of all the challenges that we're having with inflation, the war in Ukraine and all of these things pushing prices up, we should share some of that growth with the people of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, with the workers. So we invited the unions in. We didn't wait for them to say, we need a salary increase and so on. We invited them in and we said, look, it looks like things are, you know, taking a turn for the better after COVID and after the volcano. And the projections say we're going to grow by about 6% this year, you know, knock on wood. And therefore, we'll have a little extra money. And we'd like to be able to share that little extra money with the government workers of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And we negotiated a 3-year deal. So the workers will get an increase this year. It's not a massive amount, but it's going to cost the government over $25 million.